You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here. It's a two-man segment. That's right. We're still here, better than ever. You know what we're talking about today? We're talking about Call of Duty. Yes, our favorite franchise ever. Well, it's I know it's Derek's favorite, but...
Oh, I love it. It's it's the best. I mean, I don't know. What could you say about Call of Duty? I spend $70 every year.
You know,
and
you know,
I still get disappointed. I just don't get it.
Not to start this with a sidetrack, but you totally just reminded me of this. I hate how much we're getting shafted on this $70 bullcrap. So, like, not because of Call of Duty, but like it's always like, oh, the cross-gen bundle, so it's $70. Dude, just give me a $60 version that's just next gen. I don't care about, like, see, that's. I hate that, and I hate that no one talks about it. It just pisses me off. So it's you know, like on PC games are $60, like more or less, and then you know you got the PS5 version, or I'm sorry, the cross gen version, $70. Like who? Seriously, how many people at this point are still playing on previous gen and still looking to buy the play on the next gen? Like I don't know. I just feel like it's just. Give me a $60 version of whatever version, and then if you upgrade, it's $10. You know, right. I don't know. That just my that's my rant of the episode.
But they only do it with like the first six games that come out with the system. Just keep that going forever. Like I don't know.
Right.
What is the issue?
I don't know. We're just not allowed to have money anyway. Call of Duty. That's what we're talking about, and they are reporting that they are there's 50% less toxicity thanks to moderation systems. In other news, life is boring. You can't say mean things because people will cry, and life just isn't fun anymore.
It's so depressing. Dude, right. Call of Duty lobbies, I used to go in there and just, we would get flamed the whole time, dude. Right,
but it made you stronger. It made you...
it really did. Like, going into a lobby, right? This is how a normal Call of Duty on 360 lobby would work, right? You get in a lobby, and it was like this really, like, unique, cool thing back in the day where you would, like, go in a lobby, and it would, like, slowly fill it up, and everybody was coming in just like f-bombs, failed like abortions, like my god, things you could never think of now or even think of saying now, right. And then like you play the whole match and there's no talking in the game other than on your team, and then at the end during the final kill cam everybody comes in and it's just like you're trash. Screw you, like it was just a time.
I think people are taking trash talking way too seriously. And I'm sorry, by people, I mean like Call of Duty, not the actual people. It's like, you know when I report, there's only two instances where I report people. One is if they're griefing, where they're actively ruining the game for my own team and and personally making us lose. The other time is very explicit racism. Like, I was playing Siege with some friends and like, these members were just shooting swastikas into the wall. I consider it griefing because it's wasting time. But of all companies, Ubisoft doesn't have a report for racism, which I found insane. I was like, what? Yeah, right. I was like, I'm going to report them. And my friend's like, oh, well, you can't report them for racism. I'm like, why not? Like, there's no option to. I'm like, what? And I looked and it's like, yeah, there's no option for it. There's like griefing. There's griefing. There's AFK, and there's some cheating. Those are the three. Those are actually just the three.
That's like, insane,
right? I'm like that's messed up, you know. And it's just like if I was I wasn't streaming at the time, but like if I was, I'd be like I have to either, you know, I'm not sure if you have to turn it off or like what, or I just immediately destroyed them. No, actually, this is what happened. I shot them so they get disrupted, and then after the second time, the teammate shot me to killed me, and then I could report them for griefing because of team killing. It worked out, but still, it's like that. Those are the times I report. Like if someone's like just yelling stupid crap at me, who cares?
Right. I don't care, right? Like they're being idiots, which is fine.
Right. It's like that's what the mute button's for. That's what the,
right.
See,
right.
That's,
you can just mute people. Or guess what? In this day and age, you could be in a party system. You could be in Discord. It doesn't matter. There's ways to avoid it. Don't be a baby about it. Like, come on.
It's unbelievable. Like the mute function, as if they just don't believe mute exists, you know? Even though you give it as an option, I don't know why Call of Duty doesn't like value that. So, you get banned for like 7 days for like saying someone sucks.
It's insane.
Hey, remember, treat everyone with respect. We do not tolerate bullying or harassment, including derogatory comments based on race, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, age, culture, faith, mental or physical abilities, or country of origin, or the implication of any person, agenda, or the movement, or movement that promotes discrimination or violence based on the above.
What
can I say?
What am I allowed to say? Just tell me.
But if I said, dude, like, you need to improve on your aim, is that, is that against mental? Is that slamming against their mental?
Maybe,
you know?
They could make a claim as if, like, you're mentally bullying that person, but, like, I don't know. If you're bad, you should be told you're bad.
And remember, Call of Duty also, and now like Microsoft, like record your voice chats or the voice comms.
Right. Like, so they know, they can look back and be like, oh no, that is what you said. Like, we're not okay with that. They called him a big doo-doo head, and you know, that's just like not cool.
Dude, that goes against our culture, our like
our heritage. Yeah, we here have founded a heritage of sneaky, sleazy CEOs, but this is where we draw the line.
Right. Yeah, dude, you're not even wrong either. It goes on, all members of our community should be treated with dignity and respect. Communication with others, whether using text or voice chat, must be free of offensive or harmful language. Hate speech and discriminatory language is offensive and unacceptable, as is harassment and threatening another player. So, like, again, hate speech is one thing, right? Discriminatory language, I don't know, like, see, that's so broad of like a phrase, you know. It's like if I was like, oh, what do your hands not work, is that why you suck, is that being discriminatory if he has like a what's the line?
I need to know what the line is, right? I don't know. Like, it's just like, it's so stupid how much they're pandering to these like babies, basically.
Really? So, like, few notes here. One, if you're a streamer, do not have voice comms in any games. That's just like that's a no brainer, right?
Right. Turn it off.
Right, just turn it off.
You don't need it.
You don't need it. People are just gonna scream at you, or no, I'm sorry, not even scream. Just like they'll say something stupid, and then it's your fault as a streamer, or at least how you know YouTube and Twitch sees it. Therefore, you know, you'll get hit with a no hammer. But besides that, it's like, dude, there's no point. You're just gonna moderate everything I say, and like I'm gonna log in one day, it's like, oh, you're reported for saying something that we're not gonna tell you what you said, but we're just gonna tell you that you're that you're sentenced, basically.
Right.
That's another thing. I've always said this. I honestly believe that there should be a law in place where like YouTube, Twitch, etc., if they're suspending you or something, they have to provide the specific evidence against you. Like,
they hide it. They like out of their way to hide it 90% of the time.
Right. It's like, oh, you broke a harassment rule. And it's like, and then you're like, how? It's like, well, you just did it. But that's like,
That doesn't tell me how I did it, though.
Like, I don't know how it works in the rest of the world, but in America, like with work laws, they have to tell you why you're being let go, or else you can. You can't sue them, but when you file for unemployment,
wrongful
termination.
Termination, yeah.
Right, if they don't give you a reason. Damn, I had an opportunity when we were younger and I missed it. Damn.
I never thought.
Oh, no. Derek?
I guess that's why they terminated me. You froze.
You froze and cut out for the last second. There you go. You're back now. Wait, repeat that last part.
I was like, oh, I wish I knew that as a kid. But I guess that's why we got fired, because
we didn't know. Right. I wish I knew, but I mean, I still used it for unemployment. Like they literally took me off the schedule and didn't give me any reason. And then the company was like, oh, but he didn't approach us ask us why he didn't get any hours, which is in term firing. Like, that's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility.
No, you make the schedule. I can check the schedule.
Right.
And if you don't put me on, I'm just gonna be like, okay, cool, whatever.
You know, either way, like that, it blows my mind. But I really wish we had a law in the books about that. Anyway, so voice moderation enforcement, Call of Duty says more than 2 million accounts have seen in-game enforcement for disruptive voice chat based on Call of Duty code of conduct. For disruptive behavior found by our voice moderation, only 1 in 5 users reported the behavior, showing an unfortunate trend that players often do not report in-game instances. Translation, Call of Duty saying, oh, we're so angry you're not narking on someone.
Right. Yeah, you're not reporting these people, so now we have to step in and do it ourselves,
It says in cases that go unreported, our voice moderation system allows us to take action against players that violate the code. So they're literally, if you're not reported but still say something, they're still gonna hurt you. Are you joking?
Right. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's insane. Active reporting is still critical so players can raise any negative situation they encounter. Dude, this is like Big Brother Call of Duty. This is
definitely is.
That's so depressing. To encourage more reporting, we've rolled out messages and thank players for reporting in the future. We're looking to provide additional feedback to players when we act on the reports.
Nice look, of them to put a message there saying thanks for being a narc.
I will say this, and specifically League of Legends, it is nice to see that like you get when you report somebody. Usually for me, it's for griefing. You get a feedback report. It's like, oh, cool, it actually went through. But again, that's really, for me, that's only for griefing. I'm not going to narc on someone for saying, like, oh, you know, you suck at the game. Like, dude. Oh, my God. People are such weenies. Oh, my God.
I know. They're such babies. Stop.
Reduction of repeat offenders. Again, when Call of Duty saw an 8% reduction of repeat offenders. Since the rollout of the game, they probably saw them just stop using.
They stopped playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, they stopped playing Call of Duty.
Stop using voice chat. Probably they actually used their brains. It was like, hey, I can mute this guy, or just like I don't know.
Let's see.
I couldn't tell you the last time I used voice chat in a game,
right?
Like this, like a multiplayer shooter. It had to have been like Siege, like forever ago.
And like I put Siege in all mute because when you're recording or even streaming, it's like just not worth the risk. But in like ranked, you kind of have to communicate. But that's also where the worst of the worst are. So it's like, oh my God. So like I'm not playing ranked until I have like a 4 or 5 stack. But it's just like Call of Duty just goes way too far with this, particularly like it's so weird because Activision Blizzard is just a crap company that, you know, sexually molest their coworkers. So like, where do they like they're such they're actually intense hypocrites. Hey, it's not okay for you. It's not okay for you to be mean to your other Call of Duty players. However, if you're CEO here, we don't mind. You can touch anyone. Like, oh God, it's got worse. Like the more I read it, the more
there's so much more to this than what we thought it generally meant was just like people being babies. But it's Activision being actually terrible.
You know, oddly enough, Ubisoft kind of does the opposite. They actually reward you for being a good player in terms of getting they have a recommendation set. So you haven't played in a long time, but now it's like at the end of a match, there's like recommendations in terms of there's valor, dedication, and guidance. So like, Valor just
needs to get that last time.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Huh. I don't remember that. And if you like hit like the top rank, you get like more alpha packs and stuff like that. So that's a good way to like support other players. But
right.
Call of Duty's kind of do the opposite. It's like they're trying to find ways to support you for narking. Like, oh my God, Call of Duty, just relax.
Just
like,
stop.
You're still like every year you're selling like, you know, multi-millions of copies. Is this really where you're like your focus is? I wonder.
I guess so. I think they're just bored. Bored. Like Activision really doesn't do anything else anymore other than like Call of Duty. I feel like, and they, like, I don't know.
I'm wonder if they're like afraid of being sued for not doing enough, because the governments are also being giant babies and like want more moderation systems in places anyway. I don't know. It's such a weird time we live in. Actually, by weird, I mean it's just terrible. True. It's a terrible time we live in. Everyone's poor. You can't basically talk. You can't talk at all in Call of Duty games.
No calling each other stupid words.
No. You can't say anything fun.
No. You can't make fun of people. That's mean.
Hey, look, guys, everyone, our voice moderations are astounding success. Oh, sweet. How's Ricochet going with the anti-cheat? Our voice systems are resounding success.
Yeah. Awesome.
Don't worry about the millions of cheaters.
What about just making like a good game, right? How's that going?
No.
Look, guys. Voice chat's down by 50%, okay? Right, but what about like okay, a
but, good game? The game. I don't want to play the game.
No. Play the game. It's just the voice chat's better now.
It's fine. You could go into lobbies and talk.
You can't really. Well, no, because you can't really say like even if they're not reporting you, we're still gonna get you.
Right. We'll make sure you pay.
And I have to imagine this is all monitored by like a program. So what if you say something actively. Like
yeah, it's like, absolutely they're not hiring people to do this, come on.
Right, if I say you smell, I'm very curious if that will like, it's like, hey, no one reported you, but our system detected you called someone smelly, you said take a shower, which I would say is actually constructive criticism, because I'm just saying that you need the bait.
That
you
was know? Like the issue with like the one that Siege uses too, right? Like way back when when like Spanish players
were
using their word for black,
right?
They, like said it as a bad no gamer word,
right?
But like obviously that's like their literally word right. for it, yeah. Like so, I don't know. Like obviously it's gonna fail if you're letting the computers do it.
I have a really hard time believing computers can work with this for voice chat specifically. Text chat, it's like, I think it requires a lot of fine tuning because, sure, that's definitely an oversight that they easily could have like fixed with like region. Like, oh, if they're in the, you know,
there's South gotta America be region. Like, in this day and age, there's got to be a setting that's like, you know, accommodate Spanish language or whatever language, right? Like, I don't know.
Anyway, look, there. I'm just saying, if I say get good, I have an 80% belief that they're gonna ban me for it.
Honestly, I like want to test it.
Speedrun,
they have the new Call of Duty, so even if they ban us from the multiplayer, we could still play zombies. So
it's speedrun to get banned using words.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be a good stream.
I said get good in every chat to see if the AI detection would get me, and it did. You're banned for life.
Thanks.
You said, hey, we have a report saying, quote, you did great as a teammate, and I want to accommodate you for that. I hope we play again sometime. And that strictly goes against our voice moderation policy. I can totally see that. Anyway, any final thoughts before we call this?
Everybody stop being a baby. Just well, have fun in your lobbies. It's times that will make you stronger for the future.
Well, see... I agree with you to an extent, but I also would say that Call of Duty, stop babying people. Stop, like...
Oh, that being, too.
You know, it's like... Well, see, actually, I'm sorry, before we end this, really, where does the fault lie? Were people actually, like going to Call of Duty, like, hey, you need to do more to combat this? I've heard nothing about that. Versus, is Call of Duty just being, you know, like
complaining big about this? Who are the people right. that are like, yeah, you got to do something? Someone called me a doo-doo head. I have never met that person, and if I do, I don't want to ever interact with them again. Like,
is it cultural issue? Is it Call of Duty just being cucks? Like, I don't know. It's just, insane. It's a terrible time we live in. I don't think it's going to get better. This has been Goon Games and Gear. signing out, watch our stuff, join our Discord, become a member today.
Let us know what you think in the comments.
Are you a weenie? Let us know.
Is it Big Baby? Daddy Activision? Daddy? I poopy in my diaper?
All right, have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye.